Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Saldanha City Council announces that there will be a groundbreaking ceremony for the Saldanha Fieldhouse project on Friday, October 20th at 4 p.m. at the future site of the Saldanha Fieldhouse, adjacent to the Saldanha Regional Sports Complex at 538 Arena Avenue. According to Saldanha Mayor Paul Whitney, everyone is extremely excited to see this day come into fruition, especially considering it's been such a long time in the making.
It's been a project that's been looked at probably now for going on about 7 years. Think about 2016 that the city got involved in it. There had been earlier planning and discussion about the need for this type of facility, not only for the city of Saldanha, but for our entire community area.
Said Whitney, the plan is to have the Saldanha Fieldhouse be 40,500 square foot multi-purpose facility that will include an upper level walking and running track, a soccer field, a wrestling area, as well as tennis and basketball courts. The goal of this project is to ensure that people of all ages have a place to practice good physical health while also making sure that sports teams have a safe place to practice when things get a little chilly.
It's a place where our young adults and sports teams will be able to practice during the bad weather times, be an opportunity for some of the events that can't be held down here because there isn't a room available that it would allow that to happen now and bring more people into the area for sporting events.
Fieldhouse was designed with input from many stakeholders and is the culmination of a decades-long effort to build a year-round indoor recreation and community facility on the Kenai Peninsula.
So it's just an all-around great facility that will get a lot of use.
The Kenai City Council and the Kenai Peninsula Borough election results are in. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
With all the absentee and question ballots now tabulated, some of the more closely contested races from this year's elections appear to have been decided, and there are some notable changes. In the race for Kenai City Council, where two seats were up for grabs, incumbent Henry Nagstedt and challenger Phil Daniel received the two highest vote counts. Nagstedt looked to have the biggest edge following last week's elections, holding an election night lead of 56 vote over the next closest candidate, incumbent Tia Winger, and only absentee ballots left to be counted. Winger, however, only held a narrow 6-vote lead over Daniel and a 24-vote lead over former councilmember Glenn East Petty. But with the addition of absentee and question ballots, newcomer Phil Daniel overtook Winger by a very slim margin, finishing 5 votes ahead of the incumbent. Petty picked up the most absentee votes, but still ended up 14 votes behind Daniel. Kenai City Council elections will be certified at the next council meeting on October 19th. As for upsets, a couple of those can be found this year in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education races, where two sitting board members, including the board president, lost their seats to challengers. In the race for District 5 in Sterling, sitting board member Beverly Romanen lost her seat to Kelly Cizik, and in District 7 Central, Diane McCray ousted board president Debbie Carey. Both Carey and Romanen trailed on election night, Carey by 17 votes and Romanen by 140, and neither were able to close the gap after absentee and question ballots were counted. In other races, Jason Torianen held his District 3 Nikiski seat, beating out challenger Lindsay Bertaldo, and in District 4 Saldanha, Penny Vodla ran unopposed. As for the rest of the borough races, they all ended up chalk with no upsets, although there will be two new members in the assembly, as Richard Dirk-Vorkian from Kenai and Lane Chesley from Homer both chose not to seek re-election. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.